aujourd'hui, c'est notre jour. Aujourd'hui, c'est le jour.
Je veux tout te dire à temps, tout ce que tu veux m'entendre dire à temps, car plus le temps passait vraiment, le doute m'était rentré au ventre, m'immobilise. Du sort me rire, quand tout s'en est allé. Coulent toujours les fontaines de l'été. Des enfants nus courent les rues, jettent là la soie, pour qu'ils ne prennent pas froid. Couvre-les de souvenirs.
Saw the riddle, trying to find the real me. Somehow I knew I could beat it. I knew at the end, I told my friends they wouldn't listen. Though I wanna show them you can pave the way and you can make it. Just promise don't look back no more. I'm somewhere in the middle, I'm somewhere in between. I start to disassemble these walls around me. Somewhere there lies the real me. Yeah, it's kinda hard to place it. I'm somewhere in between. Somewhere.
Try to pretend you didn't call me just 'cause I was on your mind. Too soon for you to say out loud, but I know you love me, and though we don't say it, already shows. You already know, but I'll sing it again. I love you, baby. Nothing will take me away. I know that you know, but I'll sing it again. I love you, baby. Nothing will take me away. You already know, but I'll sing it again. I love you, baby. Nothing will take me away. You already know, but I'll sing it again. I love you, baby. Nothing will take me away. I'll wait for you to open up. It's not a boy. You're just what I've been looking for. Why do you keep your head in the sand? Whoever you loved before me, they bring nothing like me.
Welcome. Whoa, well.
Hello and welcome.
Hello. sorry, I was having some mic difficulties.
Start the show off immediately with technical difficulties.
I'm DJ Time Cop.
I'm Airbud.
And I'm Jordan.
Special guest.
Yeah, special guest DJ.
A voice you have not heard.
And of course, we are all filling in.
For the incomparable.
Mr. Ruffalo. Do you know, what is he doing? What is he up to this week?
Marcus?
Yeah.
Marcus Ruffalo, I heard he was, I saw a picture of him on Instagram wrestling a kangaroo. He's really a renaissance man.
Wow.
Was that his Insta or his Finsta?
I think it was on both. He's really bold. He doesn't really dig the,
that sounds like
the
him.
Binaries. He really wants to meld the membranes of it all.
So we'll be in here filling in against our will this week. Although, typically, the voice of Jordan is actually that vocal space is taken up by our friend DJ The Bean.
DJ won't be
with us this week. I actually don't know what he's doing, but he's not here. And that's what matters. he's an important guy.
I can attest to the fact that his shoes are quite large to fill. Size 13.
Yeah, he has really... Yeah, he has huge feet. It's actually kind of wild.
The first two songs we played were Somewhere in Between, Suave Remix by Braxton Cook, and then I Know You Know by Esperanza Spalding. Two good songs.
Two really good
two
songs.
Two good songs. And I'll play another one if that's cool, because I haven't asked the other co-DJs in the room what their songs are. And that would be... you have one?
I have one song right now.
Okay, great.
I'm excited for this.
Today has been a really sunny day, so...
Oh, we're going to do Thank sunny you. Day songs.
Yeah, so today's been just surprisingly sunny. So let me just hope that that I don't have to listen to an ad on this song. But I would say this song makes me think of like a sunny day. It specifically makes me think of, like, imagine like a dance move where you just like have your arms spread out as wide as you can, like your entire wingspan, and you're just like spinning and
on a hilltop or something,
just, like, basking in the sunlight.
Sure.
So just think about that, or do that if you have, you know, if you have the space and you're listening. But this song is called "Summer Connection" by Taiko Onuki off of the album Sunshower.
Pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live? Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. Let me street where you live.
Wow. So that was Summer Connection by Taiko Inuki, and then
On the Street Where You Live by Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
Both Sunny Day songs.
Yeah. Beautiful. Just got a little cloudy. But you know, it was really beautiful when we were thinking about this.
We're going to transition to only cloudy songs.
Yeah.
Match the weather.
Yeah. But those were some really good tunes.
I did hear a rumor about a new Mark Ruffalo movie where he plays a meteorologist.
Really?
Very,
meteorologist Mark.
Meteorologist Mark, yes. Yes. Meteor Ruffalo Mark.
Nice.
Wow.
Cloudy with a Chance of Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I have a contention about the term meteorologist.
Mm.
Okay, so if we're gonna talk about, okay, for the example for our listeners, think about astronomy versus astrology.
Right.
Okay. I think that the correct term
meteoronomist.
Yeah, it should be a meteoronomist.
Meteoronomy.
Because I think meteoronomy is the astrology of weather science.
That's such a specific. What about physiology?
But most of
biology.
Well, what's the difference between onomy and ology?
Are you asking to find logic in the English language?
But all I'm
looking
saying
in an empty barrel.
Futile.
A whole lot of weather forecasters study like drama and acting, like in school.
Yeah, they're
when
made for the television.
Schwartz, my local weather person,
Ben,
I'm calling you out.
Ben quotes Hurricane Schwartz.
I'm Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. Trust the bow tie. I don't trust the bow tie.
Uh huh.
Because he studied drama at Temple. He didn't
study. Not even the weather?
No, he didn't study like oceanography or environmental science.
It's almost as if he's not the one making the actual predictions.
when...
Well, who is this Wizard of Oz type character behind the scenes making all these calls about what weather is going to be?
They have, like, a red phone in a back room where they get all the, like, the monthly weather.
It doesn't make calls. It only takes one call. It's like a red phone.
Yeah. Girls. Yeah, I think it's... when I was young, I wanted to be a meteorologist because that was just a super handsome guy who was super charming.
Yeah.
And whenever he got the weather wrong, you know, he was like, I don't think we're going to see rain today. And it drizzled a little. I was like,
when your heroes crumble before your eyes.
The world is hollow. There is no joy.
Wait. I have some joy.
Okay.
Via music. This week I had a joyful moment when I was listening to Yo-Yo Ma one night.
Mm-hmm.
And then transitioned to listening to Bobby McFerrin. And then the friend I was with, shout out to Duyun, said, what if Bobby McFerrin and Yo-Yo Ma played together? And so we YouTubed it. Turns out they did an entire album.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wait.
The premier cellist insane. And the premier vocalist of our time have an album out. It's called Hush.
What a beautiful album.
And I'm going to play what you could call the title track of this album, Hush Little Baby. It's a rendition of the nursery rhyme lullaby. Yeah, so that's what's coming.
I'm so excited.
Very excited about this.
Oh my.
Baby, don't say a word. Bobby's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Bobby's gonna buy you a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring is brass, Bobby's gonna buy you a looking glass. And if that looking glass will break, Bobby's gonna buy you a chocolate cake. Let's man. Chocolate cake you eat, Papa gonna buy you a puppy sweet. And if that puppy won't bark, Papa's gonna buy you a horse and cart. And if that horse and cart break down, Papa's gonna buy you a big toy clown. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna sing you a lullaby.
Thank you. Shakes over heartbreaks and aches, and whipped cream tip top and hot chocolate and aches, cold winter nights that don't end. And it's my hands in my pockets as I try to unlock the door ahead of me, stopping me from stepping into those cold winter nights that don't end. Oh. In a rocket around the moon, round the stars, round Venus, Saturn, and Mars. Heart lives locking in his black night in space that don't end. And when we fly home, we can't stop it, but sparks flew. Clashing fear and misgiving, days can fuel a clash of tears, finding hope it don't end. Oh, da 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 da. Bright side, yeah. Come on over to the 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 bright side.
This is a song by a good friend of ours, Kennedy Bailey. He goes to Tufts, great guy, makes beautiful music. That's called Bright Side. Find him on SoundCloud. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dope song.
Man, yeah, that song is, once again, just another amazing Sunny Day song. Despite it getting increasingly
yeah,
clear,
since we've walked really into the studio, it's gotten yeah. dark. Forecast does have a slight chance of rain. 3 to 5 p.m.
But regardless, that's the bright side you should be playing.
right.
None of the killers stuff. Yeah.
The killer.
The killer's song is this song's father.
Mr. Brightside is my father.
Exactly.
I'm Brightside.
Wow. Yeah. But that song puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, Kennedy just, the runs, the texture of his voice, I'm just a big fan. Yeah, big fan.
The instrumentation, a fun fact about the instrumentation.
Oh, Kennedy did not know how to play any of the instruments that he played for it. He just learned specifically for the song, the chords, and played them.
Yeah, I have another fun fact about this song.
Yeah.
For our listeners out there, we were just discussing it in the studio, but our special guest, Jordan, wrote a pretty smooth verse over those changes, and sometimes you might be able to hear it performed occasionally, find yourself in the right place at the right time.
Perhaps like a concert on Tisch Roof.
Maybe a concert on Tisch Roof. Maybe.
Yeah. For people who don't know us, we're 3 years ago. We organized a concert on Tisch Roof, and we're trying to do a singular triannual.
A Tisch Roof sandwich with college bread.
Be
on the lookout for a secret show.
Loose lips, and sips, y'all.
We mean, we'll invite you on Facebook. Yeah.
Loose lips, sink ships, and we want our ship to be sunk. Yeah. So talk about it.
Don't call your TA or something. I guess if your TA is cool.
Now that we said it on the radio, though, it's a much more real plan.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's why I'm really...
Strategy. That was a bold move.
Yeah.
So at least 17 people are going to know about it. Oh, wait, how many?
What are we at now? 14 listeners.
14. Mm,
a constant 14.
Welcome.
That's...
You ever been a part of a 14-person family?
Well... I haven't.
I mean,
now you have.
Well, actually, it depends. I have a pretty large extended family.
True.
Depends where you're coming.
Not trying to get into the merits of the word family.
Yeah.
Means a lot.
On our next show.
That would be us sticking to a theme. Something we've never really done before.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, it's really hard to, you know, map stuff out because we never know if we're actually going to be on or if Mark is finally going to get his keister into gear.
Yeah, man.
And come to his slot.
I've been calling him, just like calling his
you
wife.
You have his number?
And his girlfriend. Just like, I've really had to...
He only lets me email him.
He lives a weird life. He gets mad when I leave him messages, though.
Filling up his voice box.
Yeah, and he has a really funny, like, voicemail message. It's just Hulk smash. But not even in, like, a voice. He just says, like, Hulk smash.
Beep.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know what to do with him.
You know, that surprises me. I wouldn't think that would be Mark's most important role to him. You know, obviously to us it is.
Spotlight.
I don't know.
That's what got him the Oscar, like, his, didn't it?
Well, all right, the Oscar. If we're going to bring the Academy into this, then yes.
Well, I feel like that was also like a, you know, that was a pretty serious movie for Ruffalo to
true.
Into, especially
drama.
On the heels of Hulk.
On the heels of Hulk.
That's a transition.
And I think the real sad part of this whole Mark Ruffalo business is the forgotten man, Edward Norton.
Mm.
The Hulk from the early 2000s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Where is he?
He's
been in movies.
He was in Fight Club, he was in Death the Smoochie, that Robin Williams movie.
Oh, he was in another movie that I completely forgot.
If you know, give us a call.
give us a call.
Great transition.
Your favorite Edward Norton. Edgar Norton film.
855-915-WMFO. WMFO.
Yeah. WMFO.
I am the first person to have made that joke.
But I don't know. He's busy. It's also a bummer because I know how much he loves to be on the radio, and it's been so long since he's actually been here.
He loves the...
He just
spotlight.
He once told me that he had a soul for the radio, and that was... I wept for 3 consecutive days after that. It was just the gravity with which he says things. It's incomparable.
I remember November 06, he was in here 4 straight days, just at nonstop. He was just spinning for you know,
in the chair. I heard
72 hours straight.
Spinning in the chair for 72 hours straight. I think.
And then he took a little break and then finished the, you know.
Took a little break to get hashtag fluffed up.
Yeah, you know. He did the
comes third, back to the studio.
And he came back to finish the fourth day.
After his fluffing.
But 3 days straight is impressive. He was so in the zone. He was erratic. I remember I asked him if he wanted a coffee, he threw a chair through the window, and he couldn't be disturbed. It wasn't that he was actually angry or, you know, anything. He was just like, had to be in his zone.
We need to petition Tufts to have a statue of that chair built. Yeah. He threw out the window.
Just mid, like a
outside of Curtis.
And a chair going like midway through right as it shatters.
That would be an insane sculpture.
If you're an SMFA student and you have any interest in doing some
historical Tufts sculpting.
You work with, you know, mixed media. You work with glass and chairs. You're a chair.
Possibly power tools.
Perhaps we'll bring that up with the plug for the DJ that holds the show 4 to 5 in WMFO. Bingo Crisco, what a program. It's a great show. Yeah. He goes on after us. I'm sure he'll come into the studio in about 15 minutes. No way.
Yeah. There's another guest.
That's awesome. He's got some really good things coming up for you guys. stay tuned, I guess.
If we can play another.
Yeah, Jordan has the next song. Yeah. Do you want to introduce it?
This next song is She Don't Have to Know by John Legend. I listen to it every day before ninth grade.
Oh,
That was She Don't Have to Know by John Legend.
Yes, the legend himself.
Every hour on WMFO, the radio DJs bring you public service announcements. It's what allows us to keep our show free form and free from capitalism. And this month, or I guess period of time, I'm not sure if it's this month, is the WMFO Donation Drive 2017. So we are giving you a PSA to donate to WMFO if you like. Donate.wmfo.org. We are at $570 of $5,000 raised. Getting there slow but steady. If you give money, there are some prizes. A $1 reward is a shout out on the air. So I guess we won't be giving any more shout outs because we were kind of doling those out for free, but yeah. I guess if they're worth a dollar.
We've got to keep those reined in.
No, it's a shout out on the website and during the Donations Drive live spectacular show, but in October?
In October.
But it's November?
It's November.
So next October.
Next October.
$5 for a bumper sticker, $25 for a WMFO shot glass. If you give $50, you get a t-shirt. $100 for a tote bag full of swag, and get this, $500, you're on a plaque.
Do you know anything about that swag? I'm interested in the swag.
Yes, donors of $100 will receive all the aforementioned gifts, t-shirt, shot glass, keychain, bumper sticker, shout out, as well as a touching and heartfelt message from the exec board.
WMFO is really talented. Yeah. They were able to put a shout out into a bag, and that's something that I've never ever heard of, and something I'm interested in pursuing. Scientifically, meaning.
And exec board, we know, are very sweet people, so I'm sure their heartfelt message will truly be heartfelt.
Truly.
Absolutely.
And we'll also give you a more standard, non-month-based PSA.
Yeah, we have a quick pedestrian safety PSA.
a PS PSA.
Yeah, PS PSA. PS, it's a PSA. And I just think, you know, pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
I also want to note, so the image used with PSA is the Beatles' Abbey Road. And I guess I want to piggyback on that PSA.
A PS, PSA,
yeah.
PS.
PS, wear your shoes when you're walking around.
Yeah.
Broken glass, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't walk around barefoot.
Paul?
Yeah, that's Paul.
That's Paul. Paul's.
Okay. Whoa. We don't know that's Paul.
That could be anyone. I'm a firm believer that Paul McCartney.
That is either Paul or
was
a lookalike.
Replaced? Yeah.
No, so he
died.
He died in a car crash in 1967. He was replaced with a lookalike. But that lookalike recorded Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So the lookalike is also fine with me. I just want acknowledgement that he is a lookalike.
There's nothing wrong with the lookalike itself. The denial is the issue.
It's almost more impressive that they found two people that are so similarly talented and look similar.
Right. That's why I believe for magic like that.
It's just like, why wouldn't you want to, you know?
But at lookalike or real Paul, there's broken glass on that ground.
Yeah.
You're in London.
Regardless.
If you have shoes, wear shoes.
Yeah. Don't try to make some kind of symbol.
London is gross in 2017. It was definitely gross in 69. So.
Yeah. True. I have a shout out. I know that this will cost me a dollar. That's okay. Willing to give a dollar for this. for what is to be proven our furthest listener of the day. I know that the internet reaches all parts of the known universe.
But.
Grace Keener is listening in Virginia. Shout out to Grace.
My home state. Shout
no
out
way.
To Grace. I was
do
born
we
in.
Do we have a listener right now in Budapest?
I don't know. I haven't received word from any Budapestian listeners nor Californian. But Virginia is further than both of those places. So
that is true.
Culturally, Virginia is a much different land.
Shout out to Grace. We have a couple more songs. We have maybe 12 minutes and 23 seconds left. So we're going to try to cram a couple more good sunny / cloudy day tunes in there. This is a song that works for me no matter the weather.
that's close to it. That's about it for our show. But those last few songs were... the last one we just played was Girl by Standing on the Corner.
Before that was No Better by Fourth Wanderers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just about reaching the end of it here, folks. Thanks for joining us along. As usual, in the past few minutes of our show, we're joined by Bingo Crisco.
How's it going, folks?
And special guest.
Special guest?
Hi, Grace Shoemaker.
Yeah, but we're going to figure out a DJ name for her over the course of my show. So yeah.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Stick around for episode 5 of What a Program!
What a program.
With Bingo Crisco. This week I'm going to be playing all songs about longing.
Yes, if you were frustrated by our concurrent lack of theme and laughter at ourselves for never being able to hold a theme. I've heard Bingo Crisco holds a mean theme.
Such a theme I hold.
Yeah, thanks for sticking around and listening to us laugh at our own jokes for an hour or so. I'm Airbud.
I'm DJ Time Cop.
I'm just Jordan.
Jordan.
This has been Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Thank you. This last song is The Blue Roots by The Walkmen off You and Me.